From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Major has coached. He was there under Mac Brown. He worked here at Rice for a while. He worked under Nick Saban. This is a guy who's been around. He's been around big-time coaches. He knows what a big-time program is supposed to be run like. Major has a very good understanding of what it takes to succeed at the highest levels.
I like the fact that he's recruited Texas. I like the fact that he's familiar with the kids they've been recruiting. Now, having said all that, I don't know if he's going to be a great coach or not. We'll find that out. We talked about the Texans a little bit. I honestly think this is their season. The Colts are capable of choking. I could see Andrew Luck having a bad Andrew Luck game, and Texans get a couple of picks, and all of a sudden they're in the game.
Although it seems less likely in that building.
I don't think the difference between these teams is all that much. I think the Colts are playing much better, and the Texans are playing worse than they were earlier in the season. I just don't know where the offense is going to come from.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero. I don't know, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. If you missed any of what you just heard there, or you want to hear RJ Bell, or you want to hear any of the goofy stuff we got into in the first 2 hours, all available at podcastarena.com. Can also get in on the show. We're wide open now, so if you want to call in and weigh in on anything, now is your time. 409 says, 30 years old, first trip to Vegas next week with the wife for a week. We aren't big gamblers. Top must-see attraction suggestions. If your wife's there, can't help too much, but there's a few things. I did a thing on Houston sports and stuff about a month ago. All you have to do is go to the website and search for Las Vegas. It breaks down all the food places. Those are the kind of things I think you'll enjoy.
And yeah, I think it's tough. Like, if because it's tough for me to give advice because I don't go to shows. It's not for me. I mean,
I do when the wife's there. Although we never wind up going to any of them. We always talk about going to see. Well, we went and saw Evil Dead the musical once. That was about it. So that I can't really help you with. But the food stuff, it's like Burger Bar at Mandalay and Peppermill and places like that are all on there. So you can go check that out. That'll get you there. All right, we'll get some calls in a minute, but I wanted to give you these Led Zeppelin songs.
Okay.
And your favorite song is number 15 on their list.
Absurd. So absurd.
So I'm just going to do the top 10. They did 40 of them, but we're not going to go through all of them because it takes too long to scroll through this. They have Misty Mountain Hop at number 10.
Okay. I told you this is a stupid list.
Yeah, that's not in my top 25 songs. At number 9, they have Rock and Roll.
It's a great song.
It is. I would have it higher.
Maybe overplayed a bit. I mean, but okay.
Number 8, When the Levee Breaks.
Again.
Too high. Number 7, Immigrant Song.
I love that song.
I do too. That's a great one. I'd have that higher. Number 6, wouldn't argue with this too much, Good Times, Bad Times.
It's a good song too.
Yeah. Number 5,
I mean, by the way, all these songs are good.
Oh, yeah. Every one of them, even the ones that we're saying are overrated on their list. Number 5, Ramble On.
I love that song.
Yeah, that's a top 5. Number 4, this is my number 1, Kashmir.
That's a good one.
I love that song.
I mean, that should be top 5.
And I'll tell you what, if it's not Kashmir, it's number 3, Black Dog.
Maybe best riff, Black Dog.
Yeah, yeah. Kashmir, I think, just the screeching vocals in that. Guess what they have at number 2?
Whole Lot of Love.
Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, really?
They have Whole Lot of Love, number 1.
Okay.
So,
I mean, that's kind of their, like, Whole Lot of Love is kind of the, that's just, like, when you think of, like, at least when I think of Zeppelin, that's the first song that comes to mind. It's not my favorite, but
it's either that or Rock and Roll for me, because, like, Rock and Roll's the one I heard the most.
Maybe so.
But, just as far as my favorite songs, I would say Black Dog and Kashmir are my two favorites.
And I like going to California. I like the ocean. I like Over the Hills and Far Away.
Yeah, I like that one too. Dire Maker.
Like, oh, that's a good one. I like The Song Remains the Same.
Communication Breakdown's another one I like.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you could do a list. There's 100 songs could be on that list.
Over the Hills and Far Away, 16, by the way. And even some of the last stuff that they did, I thought was really good. It was just different, and it didn't get much love on any of this. So,
I also think it's probably not the greatest song, but I all like when you know the story of Four Sticks.
Yeah,
it's pretty badass.
Here's one that I think too low, Heartbreaker at 22.
Okay,
that
I like that song too.
Fool in the Rain at 24.
Just going through these songs tells you how badass this band is.
I'm gonna have to find a Led Zeppelin Sirius channel to listen to.
26 plays a lot of Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. Check that out. All right. That's all. We just... one of those things I wanted to get on for some reason, and we did. So, there you have it. Living Love and Made was 33. That seems low. That's another one I liked a lot. Oh, well. Four Sticks is 37 on their list. Just so you know.
Okay. Again, not the greatest song, but a cool story of a song.
Yeah.
Dude playing with four drumsticks in his hand is pretty badass.
Here's one, All My Love, 39. I would have had that higher, too. All right, let's try some calls. Jason, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, it would have been Cashmere and then Immigrant Song 1-2 for me, just to continue on that topic. But I know it's not Wednesday, but I got a What Are the Odds for you. With the players kind of left behind and Major Applewhite's knowledge, and y'all may have touched on this, but expectations for the next 2 years under Major, kind of what are the odds that we'll see 11-win seasons with him? I'll hang up and listen.
I mean, that's obviously the hope. I would say expectation would be 8 or 9 wins, compete for their side of the conference.
I think expectation is a minimum of 9 wins, because 8 wins get you fired there. And
well, I mean, his first year?
Well, with what they have coming back in that conference, he's not going to get fired his first year.
Well, I'm just
but
saying.
But 8 wins will be a disappointment next year.
Who's going to play quarterback?
Well, they got 3 pretty good guys. They got Kyle Allen. They got Derek King.
They might have Kyle Allen.
Well,
And they might have that recruit that's supposed to come in.
Well, both of them said today they're staying. Or Allen said he's staying. The other kid said he's coming here.
Okay.
So that Applewhite's the one who recruited him. So there's 3 guys right there. I think 8 wins would be a disappointment next year, especially looking at their schedule.
Not the same as this year's.
No, it's not. I mean, their 2 big non-conference games are Tech and Arizona. Those are both very winnable.
Yeah. That's a little easier than Oklahoma and LSU. Or Louisville.
Yeah. Now, they do have to go on the road to Arizona. But conference-wise, Memphis will be good again, but you get them at home. Navy will be good again, but you get them at home. There's no reason for this team to go backwards. To me, this was the floor for what Tom Herman could do this year, was a 9-3 season. And those weren't the 3 I thought they'd lose. But, yeah, I think the expectations are you have the program that's putting the most money in the conference into this thing. 8 wins would be a disappointment. Let's try Jared.
Oh.
Hey, now, sports.
Hey, sports fellas. Listen, I hate to just kind of keep harping on this issue, man, and I'm going to leave the Texas alone for a while, but I just want to throw out there, man, Romo.
Why is everybody who wants to talk about the Cowboys on a terrible telephone?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that is. We've had 2 Cowboys calls today, and both of them cut off on the phone. I wonder if...
What's your favorite Stone song?
Gimme Shelter.
I think I feel like that should be everyone's answer.
But people...
I love Gimme Shelter. I love Beast of Burden, too.
Yeah.
That's like, it's 2 totally different era Stones.
Yeah.
Like the Beast of Burden is like kind of late 70s Stones. But Gimme Shelter's the best. But I like that Beast of Burden. I like Sympathy for the Devil.
Honky Tonk Woman's another one. Ooh, I like.
That's a good one, too.
Sympathy for the Devil's probably 2nd on my list.
Yeah.
Worst Stone song by far, Shattered.
The worst song?
That is their worst song ever. And that was popular. I couldn't get it. That would, it just.
Honestly, I would guess their worst song is probably on one of their more recent albums that I didn't listen
to. Well, yeah. I the worst ones from when they were good. How's okay. that? The worst of when they were good. But, yeah, Sympathy for the Devil, although...
You're saying worst pre-1980 song.
Yeah, because who cares after that, right? Well, no, they had... I think Shattered was actually after 1980. I could be wrong about that, because they came out with that album that had some pretty good stuff on
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But
nothing in the 90s, though.
No
90s stones.
See, now I gotta see what the magazine says about Rolling Stone songs. I guess that's next segment.
What all right. I gotta tell you about Pajamagram one more time, guys. Christmas right around the corner, and you can go with the win-win. Something that's gonna make her feel hot and something that's gonna heat up your holiday at the same time. That's right. The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram. Let's face it, it's hard to get her hot when she's freezing cold. And the Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution to that conundrum. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time. You can find all the Hoodie Footy styles at Pajamagram.com, including this year's exclusive mink chocolate Hoodie Footy. Every Hoodie Footy has a drawstring hood and a full zip front. And the sexy midnight fantasy, the sweet and sexy gift set includes a Hoodie Footy and a sexy midnight fantasy. And you buy those today at Pajamagram.com, you'll save $60. You don't have to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ Hoffman sent you. That's Pajamagram.
Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz.
I believe this is the worst sound. So.
It is. By far. Then the lyrics are actually good. It's just musically it's crap. Disco Biscuit says I like Wild Horses too. That's another one.
That song gets me tearing up.
I found a really good list, although it has one of my top five is not on the list, but boy, it's hard to argue with any of these.
How about Get Off of My Cloud? You like that one?
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah.
It's like it'd probably be like top 15 for me.
Okay.
But Ruby Tuesday would be top five for me, and it is not on this list. But it's hard to argue with many of these. This is how good these guys are. This is a top 10 list. Number 10, Wild Horses.
Okay.
Number 9, Start Me Up.
That's a big hit.
It's a big hit. It's not one of my favorites. Number 8, Brown Sugar.
I love that song.
That's a good song. Number 7, Angie.
Ooh, that might be high.
I think that's high. See, I'd rather see if Ruby Tuesday were sitting 7 instead of Angie.
I'm going to confirm that that's high. That's a good song, but
I mean, yeah, it's not better than anything we mentioned. It's not better than Ruby Tuesday.
Yeah, that
Jumpin' Jack Flash at 6.
Okay, another big hit. Not my favorite, but it's a big hit.
Here's one that I thought should be a little bit higher, but when you get to the top 3, you can't argue with any of them. You can't always get what you want.
I love that song.
That is a terrific song. And number 4, they've got Satisfaction, which is not my favorite, but
probably their biggest hit, right?
Yeah, yeah. See, I would have you can't always get what you want 4th. Here's your top 3. And I would not fault anyone for making this any one of these in any order. Number 3, Paint It Black.
Yeah.
Great freaking song. 2 is Gimme Shelter and 1 is Sympathy for the Devil. Boy, there's not many bands that could boast a top 3 like that.
Dude, I mean, yeah. You can go through the Stones. The Stones, Zeppelin, and The Who, like their greatest hits albums are legit, like mega hit albums. They were all huge songs.
Yeah.
I wish we had bands like that now.
Yeah, we don't. We haven't.
Rock bands suck now.
Well, and part of it is I think the way the music industry is now, we're not going to have that again.
Yeah.
Because.
Plus, I think it's harder to get heroin now.
Yeah, well, it is.
You know?
You can get oxy, though.
Yeah, but heroin and blow is what's, I mean, in different, you know, eras, riding the roller coaster between heroin and blow, that's what made great rock and roll, I think.
But there's a lot of bands like this. Like, I bet if you went through Black Sabbath, you'd have a hard time narrowing that down to 10. And that, because that's two eras also, Ozzy and Ronnie James yeah. Dio. Although their first couple albums, some amazing stuff. Let's.
I told you, I hear so many songs, I'm like, man, it starts to add up in my head how many hits they had. Bad Company.
Bad Company, yeah.
Yeah. And I guess they're kind of like a super band, right?
Well, not really. They never really, I mean, they were big, but man, I saw those guys twice in concert,
they were made from,
well, Free right? And yeah, it was kind of a... It's kind of like
a super group.
Sounded like Rainbow at the time. They sort of did. But right. Yeah, you go back and start looking at their discography, and it's like, whoa. Oh, yeah, that's a good song.
Yeah. They had some big hits, man.
Yeah. And just some well-written songs, too. I'm with you on that. They were one of my favorites.
Undervalued.
Definitely. Because they never get mentioned in these conversations.
No, but they've got the hits.
All right, let's see what Josh has to say. What's up, Josh?
Sports
to you.
I know Oakland has been one of at least my AFC favorites this year, and I haven't heard much about it, but I wanted to know if maybe the perception of Oakland's future in the season as far as playoffs and Super Bowl contention is now questioned after last week's football game or this week's football game with Kansas City.
I would suggest you go back and listen to the first 15 minutes of the show today, because we went into that in great detail.
Well, long story short, I still like the Raiders a lot.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let an 8-point loss drops them to 10-3
on a Thursday night.
Yeah, against a really good team at their house. No, that doesn't change my mind about them.
If you want more details, though, Podcast Arena, the 4:00.
The one thing that worries me, and the Raiders, I think they are lucky that they already have 10 wins in the bag, and I think 10 wins gets you in as a wild card in the AFC, because the rest of their schedule is no joke. I think they'll win at San Diego, and if they do, I mean, obviously 11 wins, they're basically a lock to make the playoffs. But home to Indianapolis and at Denver, and that's going to be a motivated Indy team and probably a Denver team playing for their playoff lives. There's no free squares.
Yeah, but they're going to win some of those games. That's the thing.
Well, and by the way, they already beat Denver once.
Yeah,
you know, they beat everybody else in the AFC. Or AFC South that they've played. Maybe they'll beat the Colts. Yeah, their losses twice to Kansas City and then Atlanta in week two.
Yeah. I think what could happen, what will change my opinion, is if they have to go on the road as a wild card team and win three games to get to the Super Bowl, it's going to be hard to do.
Yeah.
But that doesn't change my opinion.
I'll say this. The teams, this is what's interesting about the Raiders to me. If you match the Raiders up against, if the Raiders had to go to Denver or Kansas City or Baltimore, defensive-minded teams for a playoff game, I wouldn't love their chances. If they had to go to Indy
or Houston or
New England, I'd give them or Pittsburgh, I'd give them a decent shot. If you're not a great defensive team, the Raiders will put up some points on you, man. They'll put up a lot of points. If you can't hold them in check, and they've got two really good threats on the outside, they've got a good running back who's a giant man, they've got an accurate quarterback. I mean, if you're not a really good defensive team, I like the Raiders' chance against you in the playoffs.
Yeah, except the difference with the Steelers and the Patriots is they're going to put points up on you, too.
No doubt.
And especially against that defense. But I still think they're one of the three best teams in the AFC. And we saw two of them last night, in my opinion. The Steelers are still a wild card for me.
I think the Steelers and the Ravens are both a wild card. Yeah,
and one of them's going to get in, maybe both, depending on what happens with Denver. But
it's sad that one of those teams, Denver, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, is going to be left out of the playoffs because they're mandated to take an AFC South team.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? Maybe one of them wins the last four and goes 10-6, and you think, all right, they're not so bad.
I doubt it, though.
He has this Black Sabbath top 10. They have Paranoid number one, which I guess makes sense because that's probably their most played and popular song.
Is that more popular? I thought that was
then Iron Man third. I have my Children of the Grave is fourth. That's my favorite.
Okay.
And War Pigs fifth. That's a pretty.
That's another
one.
Big hit.
And then they have I actually like this. They have NIB sixth. That's my second favorite song, which. All those from the Ozzy area, but they don't have anything from the Ronnie James Dio era where I would have Heaven and Hell in my top five, for sure. That was pretty badass. 713-780-ESPN is your number. There we go. I don't know how we got on this, but it's a Friday. It's 626. We've talked about everything there is to talk about in the sports world.
No, there's one more thing.
Yeah?
One more thing.
Oh, we haven't gotten to yet?
Black Beast in this hoe tonight. Guys, our good friend Derek Lewis is fighting tonight on Fight Pass.
Oh, cool.
Main event on the Fight Pass card tonight. So if you have Fight Pass, please check it out. He's one of the great hopes for Houston MMA. And he's fighting tonight. And I think if he wins tonight, I think that moves him into... I mean, that's five in a row. It would give him the longest active winning streak for heavyweights, which is longer than Stipe Miocic, the champion, and puts him into some pretty serious contention. So it's an exciting fight tonight.
Yeah. I thought you were going to talk about more Oakland Raiders stuff.
We'll do that when we come back.
We'll talk about that too, of course.
Yeah, we have to deal with that when we come back. Right now, I'm going to give something away.
Black Beast in this hoe.
Exactly. I'm going to give something away on the way out here. The iconic Harlem Globetrotters are coming to Houston with their unrivaled show featuring the greatest athletes on the planet. Win a four-pack of ticket vouchers to see the incredible ball-handling wizardry, amazing rim-rattling dunks and trick shots, side-splitting comedy, and unequaled on-court interaction. At NRG Arena on December 26th and 27th, or purchase tickets online at harlemglobetrotters.com and get yours now. Caller 10. And yes, I'm laughing because I hadn't read this before. I actually read it off, and I managed to get through it without screwing it up. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
In the night, I hear them talk the cold story.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. I'm on ass about best hair band. That depends on what you... Like, do you find Guns N' Roses as a hair band?
Well, they're an 80s band. That's what he said, the 80s.
Yeah, 80s. Because if so, that's number one, in my opinion.
I like Motley Crue and Guns N' Roses.
Motley Crue deserves to be right, way high up there. And there's some less popular ones that I really like, but those would be my top two. I would say Rat would be pretty high on that list after those two. But I'd have to go back and really look at that. I've been listening to a lot of that crap lately. All right, we have an update. On the Raider that may or may not be involved.
First of all, I don't know how great of a source Terrez Owens is. I don't want to like put it out there as this is somehow gospel, because Lord knows what that website is. The internet's a fickle place, guys. But we made our guesses yesterday. Honestly, I almost said Marquette King, and I held back. I couldn't put him in my top three.
I didn't really think he's... I mean, he's a punter, for God's
sake.
That's
what I said. I can't believe a Kim Kardashian would bang a punter. I mean, I said that's got to be off the table. But when I was thinking about it, I was like, it's a good-looking dude. You know, he's
an attention hound like she is.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
But I thought, no, he's the punter. Plus, I feel like she would look at him like a poor, right? Like,
yeah.
What kind of money is Marquette King making?
But from
super slumming.
From all the indications, Kanye's broke, so he must have more than Kanye.
Yeah, man.
Which Kanye, I think is BS.
I don't believe that either. Kanye's got some money. Like, that dude's selling shoes, selling out. I mean, that dude's got money. But, I mean, this is, that was a shock to me. But I said, no wonder Kanye wants to kill himself. If his woman's cheating on him with a punter, that's the lowest of the low. I mean, that's worse than Deep Snapper, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Definitely. Well, that's...
Or it's even worse than the kicker.
Yeah.
Because the kicker, at least, is Sebastian Janikowski.
He gets you points.
Yeah.
Kickers get you points.
And he scores points. That's right. Marquette King missed a tackle last night and got danced on by Travis Kelce. By a white boy.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, no. That's...
I bet Kim was watching that, just, and she went, oh, Marquette, damn it. That's a bad look. She probably knew damn well the story would come out tomorrow, and she said, ugh, and this dude picks this night to miss that tackle.
Although those Kardashians seem to pick some scrubs as their, you know.
Yeah.
Except for, I guess, James Harden's really not really a scrub, but, you know, you have Chris Humphries. Who else is there? You have Tristan Thompson. He's not a scrub, but he's not, you know, he's not LeBron or Kyrie.
No. Yeah, the Chris Humphries one is weird to me. He seems to not fit the mold.
Well, maybe he does fit the mold, and the one that didn't was Kanye.
And then you had Reggie Bush, which, I mean, he was a big name. He was a celebrity. But he wasn't a star, like an NFL star.
Yeah, I think, I mean, all those other guys are big stars, though, except for Chris Humphries.
Yeah.
He was made a star once they found out that that's who he was with.
Lamar Odom, I guess you could say he was a decent name.
Yeah, but that's not Kim.
No, I'm saying Kardashians in general.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Khloe. I don't know who these guys are banging Khloe.
Well, I just told you.
Yeah, I don't need that. I don't blame guys for wanting to bang Kim Kardashian. I think she's pretty hot. I think she's obnoxious, but I think she's pretty hot. Khloe, not for me. Not my style.
Yeah, I'm kind of out on all of them.
I think the Jenner chick, I don't know which one it is, Kylie or Kendall, which I think is the hottest one. And I think Courtney might be hotter, too. But, no. Khloe's clearly the worst Kardashian. I don't know what James was thinking.
Yeah. What you going to do?
Cost him a year of productivity, too. Dude could have been the MVP last year. No. Too busy.
ATX asks, if you could go back and see which one concert, which, if possible, specific tour would you go back and see? Hers would be Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell. I would like to go back and see AC/DC with Bon Scott again because I don't remember anything about it. I actually got to see it, but I was so stoned I don't remember the concert.
Can I just pick Woodstock?
Woodstock would be good.
That's the best.
You know what? Live Aid would have been pretty cool to go to when they did that. That was that'd have been, I think, late 80s, maybe early 90s. That was a pretty good one. Yeah, Woodstock. Well, if I could go any Jimi Hendrix concert, that's it. Period. End of discussion. If I could go see Jimmy anywhere. But he was dead before I was.
But, I mean, Woodstock, you get Santana. You get Jimi Hendrix. You get Creedence. You get Mountain. You know, Janis Joplin, The Who, you get everybody. You get Joe Cocker, you get, who else was, the band was there. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, which I would love to see those guys together. I've seen most of them separately, but would love to see them all together.
I've seen Santana twice. It's not for me.
Okay.
It's not a great live show.
Supposedly, Santana was like high as a kite when he was doing Woodstock, like terrified, like he thought he was seeing a ghost or something.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. Jong, you're remarkably silent about this.
Jong doesn't listen. That's old man music to Jong. Well,
but he's got to have somebody that he wanted to go see.
I mean, none of
it doesn't have to be that.
Bands.
Maybe he wanted to see Eazy-E. He's dead.
Yeah, I guess that was around the time.
Well, I feel like Eazy-E was probably one of my least favorite rappers that was famous. Well, but I mean, now there's a ton of them that are famous that all suck. But like back then, the NWA days, Eazy-E, clearly the weak link between him, Dre, and Ice Cube.
Yeah, he was more of a front man.
Yeah, I mean, the guy, he just wasn't that good of a rapper.
No.
Nuts, I mean, to your nose, to your lips, to your chin. I mean, what are we doing?
I mean, if you take the movie for gospel, they had to teach him how to rap.
I don't know about that movie, but I just don't think he was a very good rapper in general.
Yeah, but if anybody's interested in good hip-hop, J. Cole just released his album today. So it's on Spotify. It should be on Apple Music and probably on Tidal if you have that.
I would have liked to see the Beastie Boys, like, not like, you know, after the year 2000. I'm talking like in the early 90s. Like when I was late 80s, early 90s, I was really, really, really way too into the Beastie Boys. I had posters all over my wall, and that was my jam. And then by the time I got to see them, it was, It wasn't the same, I don't think. It was like intergalactic era. But back then, I would have loved to see that.
I think Wu-Tang would have been kind of cool to see.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was too young, but...
Well, the one guy I want to see one more time before he dies, Willie Nelson.
Oh, I've seen Willie a couple times.
I have too, but it's been, I got to say, it's probably been 25 years since I've seen him.
I saw Willie this year.
Yeah?
Yeah, I went to New Braunfels and saw him at Whitewater. Pretty cool show.
Yeah, I was at the Jazz Fest in New Orleans several years back. It was probably like 5 years ago. We were walking around and Willie was playing at one of the stages and walked, and I was probably like 100 yards from the stage. Everything around there smelled like weed.
Yeah, that was
the only stage that smelled like weed.
That's what was cool about living in Austin for a long time is you could just be randomly walking around the city and it'd be like, oh, hey, Willie Nelson's playing here tonight. And you could go in and watch Willie Nelson play. And I mean, that was it's rare to happen, but I've seen Willie Nelson play probably in the last 20 years, 15 years, yeah. I'd say probably seven times. Merle Haggard was supposed to play
right.
with Willie,
and then he died. Yeah.
That's the show I went to. It's BS.
Yeah, I wanted to go to that show, but I just want to see him one more time. It's funny though because, and you know, I know I'm old, so you don't have to make fun of me. But in the 80s, when we went to concerts, everything was like it was weed. The whole place was full of weed, and people would just pass them down the road to each other.
Yeah.
Those were the good times, man. And then you can smoke inside. That kind of killed that. But every now and then, and I don't go to too many outdoor ones, but every now and then outdoors, you can still smell the good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN. Just going down memory lane here with some of these old bands. So.
All right. I'm going to take you. Well, I'm not going to take you down memory lane. I don't even know. I'm not going to try it. Man's best friend.
But a dog will give you great memories if you have a good dog.
Yeah.
You had two great dogs, right?
I did, Jung. You're right. I miss them every day. I miss them every day. They were good dogs, and I think they were good dogs because I took them to Man's Best Friend, and they helped them become good dogs. Man's Best Friend is the best at what they do. You sit down with these people. You discuss what you want your dog to focus on, and that's what they work on. That's what they work on your dog with. It's amazing. And we're amazing because we're helping you out. We're giving away stuff. Got a $250 gift card again this month, which $250 goes a long way at Man's Best Friend. I can tell you that now. And we're also giving away another prize, the Christmas Puppy Weekend Package, where you bring in your puppy for a couple of training sessions. It's a $400 value at Man's Best Friend. They do a behavioral analysis. It's a great value, especially if you get a puppy for your kid for Christmas. This is a good thing. You can win both those prizes at ESPN975.com. And, of course, if you go to mansbestfriend.com or go to Man's Best Friend in person and mention ESPN975, you'll get 30% off the services there. That's Man's Best Friend, mansbestfriend.com, the professional difference in dog training.
A man with a dream with plans to make cream was fail. I went to jail at the age of 15. A young buck selling drugs and such, who never had much, trying to get a clutch on what I could not. The court played me short, now I face incarceration.
ESPN 97.5.
Oh, it's me. Mycomputercareer.edu. I almost forgot, John. You had me. You got to keep me on my toes. My Computer Career. If you want a career with great income potential and job security, IT might be right for you guys. It's a constant high-growth sector, and Houston's one of the hottest computer job markets in the country. Companies all over the city hiring IT guys, but to get those jobs, you got to have the skills and certification. The place to go, mycomputercareer.edu. My Computer Career is more than just a school. They've got a complete career change program to help you get into the industry because they partner with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Most students start their first job in just a few months. You're attending class twice a week on campus or live online, so your learning fits into your life. And at My Computer Career, you're in and out of school in less than a year. Financial aid's available, including the GI Bill. What are you waiting for? Go to mycomputercareer.edu now. Take the free career evaluation today and find out if an IT career is right for you. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Now, here's a little story I got to tell about three bad brothers you know so well. It started way back in history with that rap and me.
My team.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Come celebrate the big Texas party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Tuesday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, A.J. Hoffman, Jong Lee.
That's right.
All you can eat and drink of food and alcohol, not of A.J. Hoffman and Jong Lee. Refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com. For a limited time only, you're getting $75 off, so get your tickets early. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. You guys make a great gift, and this is going to be a fantastic party. It is going to be the party of big game week, as it were. You will want to be there. Real quickly, one very underrated hair band that I absolutely love and I actually got to open for in one of the groups I was in at Cardi's way, way back in the day was Zebra from New Orleans. They only had about two hits, but kind of a Led Zeppelin-ish sound to them.
Okay.
Tell Me What You Want by Zebra is one of my all-time favorite songs.
All right. I've never heard of Zebra.
Probably not. They were more popular around here, you know, kind of in the Southwest, but okay. they got a lot of airplay. All right. I guess it's time for stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
My first thought was this hurts worse than I remember. I only got one thing out that I said, and then it was over.
Ow.
Yeah. That was that's Fred.
I like AJ's because it really does sound like you're like new personal record on the squat rack.
Yeah, it wasn't great. That's the thing. Like I'll go ahead. I don't care. I've had chicks put a finger in my butt before. This is totally different though.
In studio, Stanford Route.
What do you got? A bro phone and a hoe phone? What's going on here?
You're just gonna call me out like that?
You a married man?
It's one. No, one's a business phone and one's personal.
You a married man?
No, I'm not.
That's a hoe phone.
No, that's only if
that's
you're
what
married,
business and personal means. Is like one isn't what I conduct like normal business on, and the other one is the number I just give random chicks because I don't want them calling my phone. Let me see your contact list in your hoe phone.
I'll let you see it right after the segment's over.
I want to see. Are they listed by name and city?
OJ Simpson's nickname in prison now? Stinky. Because you know what he's always doing?
Well, I like farts.
No, it's more than that.
I like farts.
Yeah, that's not good enough.
I like long farts, short farts, wet farts, your farts.
He's jonging himself. He's pooing himself and he's peeing himself.
I know what to do when I'm about to poo.
Apparently he doesn't know. That's the problem.
It's funny how this little girl knows what to do when she's got to poop, but Jong doesn't. Jong, you sit and wait until the poop comes down. The lead story is Jong crapped his pants last night.
So yesterday at lunch, I ordered the sandwich and then I ordered soup for later. So,
but you didn't refrigerate the soup.
I did not. I ate the soup around 5:30. On my way home, I had to stop and throw up on the side of the road.
Oh, I've been there and done that.
Oh, no. Before that, I went to a gas station to go number two. I've never thrown up this hard before to where both ends of my body
lost control.
Yeah.
You lost
so
control.
I was throwing up and a little bit of poop came out.
My favorite part of this story is your girlfriend tried to walk in to help you, right?
Yeah, she walked in and she goes, "Hey, is everything okay?" And then I turned around and said, "I threw up and pooped myself." And then she looked me dead square in the face and started laughing at me.
Yeah, she's a keeper.
Now, is this the first time you've ever pooped your pants in front of her?
In front of her, yes.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
I love that he had to think about that before he answered it. Hey, can I complain about something real quick?
Just a
little complaint. Because I was listening to the traffic when we were on break there, which I usually don't listen to. But if I were driving around right now and somebody on a traffic report told me it looks like there's an accident here.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I-45, the North Freeway, southbound at FM 1960. It looks like there's an accident in your way.
I want to know, is there an accident or is there not? Because if there's an accident, I'm going to want to avoid it.
Are you
going to
watch out for it?
I will watch out for it. But if I'm on another freeway, I won't. I'm going to watch out for it. Because
you have to always watch out.
It looks like there's an accident.
Well, at least you're not going that way. 45 North?
Well, no, but that's not the point. The point is, I bet we have listeners who are going on 45 North.
Yeah.
And they're wondering, well, okay, it looks like there's an accident. But is there an accident? I need the traffic person to tell me. That's why I listen to traffic reports.
What's going on with the Rockets Twitter? Are like the Rockets now being paid by Adidas to sell James Harden shoes?
I'm sure.
Oh, really? Are they going nuts with that?
Yeah. James Harden wearing the hashtag Harden Volume 1 Dark Op Zeno tonight. These drop December 16th. Fire emoji. Tagged Adidas Basketball.
Interesting.
Why do I still follow the Rockets Twitter?
I don't know.
I should have quit Rockets Twitter when they fired the guy who shot the horse.
Yeah. Have you noticed that you can't get a gun anymore? It's a water pistol?
Yeah, I hate it.
What the hell?
I need that gun. I need that gun. I'll be responsible with it.
So will I. I'm only going to use it to shoot horses.
Yeah.
Or inanimate objects. Or emojis.
If you can't
Because
have a
if
gun
you can't shoot an emoji, what the hell?
I mean, come on.
So they changed the peach from looking like a
butt. Peach bottom ass just to like a fruit.
Or they changed it back.
Oh, they changed it back?
Yeah, because they got
good
complaints. But they're not going to change the gun back.
Why?
Like, I don't know.
We need that gun.
Yeah.
Second Amendment says we should have that gun.
Exactly. Apple. Water pistol. You know, break and break. All right, it's going to wrap it up. Good job today.
Everybody was worried Obama would take guns away. Now, look.
Apple did it.
We're going into... It's Apple.
Zombie
Tim
Steve
Cook
Jobs.
Did it.
Zombie Steve Jobs. You guys have a great weekend. Till Monday, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.